Good morning. It's good to be here. And if you give me just a brief moment, I'll share some thoughts from a verse that we read in our chronological reading several days ago now. We're reading in the book of Samuel, and this is in Samuel, 7th chapter of Samuel, verse 12. And this verse occurs after God has given Israel a victory over the Philistines. And Samuel is setting up a marker called Ebenezer between Israel and the Philistines. And the verse is, "Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer." And Ebenezer is a stone of help, is what that word means. "Saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And one word in that verse kind of stood out to me when I read it, because it's a word not commonly used today. And the word is hitherto. It's used quite frequently as you read through the scriptures, but in today's conversation, it doesn't come up very often. And in the reading that, I found, I think I dropped something. I found a devotional that was written by Charles Spurgeon, talking about this very verse. And hitherto, generally looks in the past. It looks at things that have happened in the past. If you look at your life and you see those events of trials and tribulations or sickness and health or blessings that have come to you through the Lord, those are blessings that we cherish and we hold those things dear. But hitherto not only looks to the past, but it also looks to the future. It looks forward. And I think David expressed that before he fought or faced Goliath, when he said that the Lord had preserved him in his battle with the lion and the bear, and he was satisfied that the Lord would be with him when he faced this Philistine, Goliath. So I think David is looking at those past blessings, and he uses those to restore and build his faith that God is going to be with him in the future. Hitherto is not the end of anything, because it does point both past and future. And it points, in looking forward, it points to those future blessings, those future trials that we will face, those future prayers that we will express, and the answer to those prayers. But that's not an end either, because those trials that are in front of us end with old age and sickness and death. But that's not an end either, because we wake in his likeness. Amen. We will enjoy eternity. We will be in his presence. We will enjoy the sweet fellowship with him. And at that point, we can praise his name and look and say, "Hitherto, the good Lord has blessed us all the way through our lives to eternal glory and life with him." So if you bow with me, I'll try to offer prayer. Father, we are so thankful that we can share with Samuel the words that hitherto our God has helped us. Father, we can look back through our lives and see those times when we were so much in need of your help, and we have been able to feel your very presence lifting us up. Father, we're also thankful for those times when we were in need and we weren't able to feel your help, but we know that you were there, to protect us and to guide us and to give us strength. And Father, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for your very presence in our lives. Father, we're thankful for this church We're thankful for each one who goes to make up this body. We pray that we will be of one mind and one spirit, and that being to serve you and to lift up your holy name. Father, we pray for Brother Marty. We ask that as he comes before us this morning, that you would give him wisdom and understanding, that he may bring to us a gospel message that would be uplifting, that would be well received in our hearts and minds, that we would take it, apply it to our lives, that we might better serve you each day. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned here this day, those who are sick, those who are in sorrow. Lift them up. May they feel your very presence with them this day. Be with their caregivers. Be with their families. May they feel you. If it be your will, may you restore those who are sick and comfort those who are mourning. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for those who are in positions of leadership, that you would guide them, that they would look to you. We pray that if it be your will, you would give us peace, peace as a family, peace as a church, peace as a country, and peace as this in this world. Father, we know that we have failed to do so much. We have so many sins and shortcomings. We just ask that you would look down upon us with mercy. Forgive us, for we ask in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and amen.